So another topic that we were not intending to talk about this week is that Apple recently came out with some news that at their GlowFest on September 9th, that they're going to be incorporating hearing aid features into their next version of AirPods.
So a couple years ago, the FDA approved over-the-counter hearing aids, and we all kind of assumed at some point Apple's going to get in this game because why not? And now they have. The AirPod Pro 2 is going to have a hearing aid feature that's going to be active, I guess, with a software update. And just today, the FDA has approved Apple to release hearing aid software. So it sounds to us like there's going to be some software built into the iPhone that's going to allow for control of these devices as hearing aids or for the hearing aid features.
That's amazing. I mean, it has its limitations, right?
Yes. So one of the concerns we have with AirPods as hearing aids is battery life. The current battery life on AirPods is 4 to 6 hours, depending on the usage. And most of our hearing aid users are wearing them 12 to 16 hours a day with battery life of like 16 to 24 hours a day.
That's a pretty big deal. If you're relying for them to last you a full day's worth, for those really active people who go to work, go to grocery shopping, they need it to last all day. So that is a limitation.
That is definitely a significant limitation. But on the flip side, Apple has such name recognition that if I were one of the companies that's strictly an over-the-counter hearing aid producer, I'd be very worried about how this would be impacting business.
I think it's also really huge that people don't want to wear hearing aids because they're hearing aids, and they have this stigma of making you look old or associating in that sort of way, or something's visible, you can see it. But AirPods, nobody comments about AirPods. It's just an earbud that you wear in your ear. So somebody who's very hesitant to do something about their hearing might be more inclined to try out an AirPod and see if it helps them. And then if they really like it enough and they become less concerned of vanity over time, maybe they'll graduate to some sort of hearing aid if it becomes necessary.
Yeah, or even if they're noticing benefit, but maybe not enough benefit, that this becomes a gateway to more traditional or what we now call prescription hearing aids, that this is going to be creating awareness for hearing health care and hearing loss. And I think that's a great thing. That's a great thing for the public because there's such little adoption when it comes to hearing aids that 80% of people who could benefit from hearing aids, they don't get them. So if people are going to utilize AirPods for their hearing loss features, I think that's great. And maybe it's a gateway.
And there are even people like me who technically don't need prescription hearing aids. I have normal hearing, but I really struggle in noise. It's difficult to be in noisy situations and you have normal hearing. So what do you do with that? But I'm very curious to try out these new AirPods to see, does it boost the noise? Does it boost the void, the speech, and does it reduce the noise around you? Because something like that could be just enough of a crutch in very difficult situations.
And you've tried before what we call low gain hearing aids, where you put a little bit of amplification in a traditional hearing aid, which is typically cost prohibitive for people, but because we have them around the office, you can try them and it's helpful.
Yeah, it perks of working with them that you can try it. And I've definitely noticed benefit in that regard, but this might be a more cost-effective option.
Yeah, and one risk factor, I mean, forever teachers have been trying to get students to take AirPods out of their ears, and now I could see students saying, oh, it's my hearing aid, I need it to hear, and just be another battle for teachers in the classroom with technology.
So also, though, didn't we have a couple patients come in this week to get molds for their AirPods?
Yes, so that's something that's really important, that there are labs that make custom molds that you can put the AirPod into. So if you're somebody who the AirPod never stayed in your ear properly, or it was uncomfortable, or it just didn't seem to fit well, you could see your local audiologist and have them make you a custom earplug that the AirPod plugs into. And that's potentially a really good option to help people just overall with their AirPods and for those utilizing them for hearing aid functions.
Yeah, I've had 4 different patients this week alone who came in saying that they can't wear AirPods because their ears are too small or too curvy or too straight. There are lots of different ear shapes and sizes. And so unfortunately, AirPods doesn't fit all. It's not one size fits all.
Yeah, we've also gotten a bunch of inquiries this week from patients, family, and others saying, what does this all mean? What does this mean that Apple is going to have a hearing aid feature? And that's part of why we wanted to talk about it today, because everybody knows Apple.
It's true. Apple is pretty brilliant, and Apple is so good about incorporating themselves or branching out into different forms of medical technology.
Yeah, there have been some features within Apple Watches that have been deactivated over time when it comes to healthcare. But if you remember a few years back when Apple had the earbuds that they'd sell you with the iPhone, that there was concern, oh no, is it going to be too loud, causing hearing loss because people are listening to music too loud on their phones? And then they put in notifications and restrictions with the sound intensity that you could get out of them. So they've been involved in protecting hearing and hearing loss awareness for quite a period of time.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.